Welcome to Growing Pains, a business podcast for entrepreneurs and their teams who find themselves in the growth phase or messy middle in between startup and aiming for six or seven figures and beyond. I'm your host, Laurie Sterling, a COO, coach and mentor. I both do what I teach and teach what I do with a passion for empathetic team leadership, business operations and all things entrepreneurship.
Hello and welcome everyone. Today I have an interview guest on the podcast, and this is Steve Lucen, who is a creative entrepreneur who helps passionate visionaries and nonprofits rebrand and design their content so they can serve those that they love. Throughout COVID-19 pandemic, Lucen and his team, Team Lucen, have helped nonprofits raise over $3 million for all sorts of communities by producing virtual galas and live streaming them. Lucen helps develop passionate individuals in his community through the nonprofit that he is building, Support Creativity. Steve Lucen's mission in life is to uplift his community through creativity. Welcome, Steve. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Thank you for the intro, Laurie. Really excited to be here.
Lovely. I'm glad to have you. So our story goes back a couple of years. We met, you were one of my coaching clients back in the day. And then about 18 months ago, I left the coaching business, but you sort of sought me out and I ended up joining as part of your team in a CFO, COO kind of role. So yeah, that is like a fun little insight, but tell our audience sort of like what your business is and how it started.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, best decision to bring you on board because I absolutely needed it. So if we take it a little bit back, I started my business. I started freelancing graphic design 2005, mm-hmm. 2010, came up with the brand Hallucinated Design. 2012, established Hallucinated Design Incorporated as an S Corp. And then from there, at the time, I was designing party flyers, Photoshop, right? Graphic design. I learned how to animate them. So then I started animating these party flyers. Then I learned how to do video edits. I learned how to do websites. I learned how to do branding. I just kept leveling up in the things that had to do with design and creativity. And then soon tech, because then at some point I was creating virtual reality videos, 360 videos. Okay. Put on the goggles and look around. I was doing that. I actually had a full-time gig. So I had my business that I established. One of my main clients ended up hiring me full-time for like 2-3 years, mm-hmm. decided that I wanted to go back to running my own business because there was just something a little empty inside of me. I'm like, oh, I want to pursue my passions 100%, including building Support Creativity, the nonprofit that you mentioned. That was in 2018. I jumped out the plane, figured out how to build the parachute on the way down. And then the pandemic hit, 2020. Yes. Right. Everything crumbled, but then we were able to rise from the ashes like a phoenix and it's all good. Yeah. I actually just took a look at my numbers from 2014, because that's when I have good record of until now. And it looks like everything has been up on the rise. So that's great news. It felt good to see that right after being established for 10 years. And so now that was Hallucinated. Like I said, party flyers, a lot of our nightlife. A lot of event promotional material, but I've grown into, when I decided to jump out that plane, I was like, you know, I want to build a team and I wanted to establish myself as different niches, so to speak. So Hallucinated kept it, entertainment and nightlife, branched off and created Team Lucen because professionals still came to me. And when I say professionals, I mean like doctors, lawyers, you know, just other professional services, they would still come to me for branding. And having Hallucinated, which, you know, has a funny connotation to like a doctor, lawyer, it just didn't match for me, right? So that's why I was like, okay, you could come to me as Steve Lucen, the professional, right? And then that rabbit hole was for corporations and nonprofits, or throughout the pandemic, it built to be focusing on branding and websites for nonprofits. Yeah, I think hopefully that was a nice little nutshell as to like what the business is. So branding, websites, nonprofits and corporations, but also doing a lot of fun stuff with nightlife.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And sometimes like they end up like bleeding, the nightlife bleeds into the corporation side of things.
Yeah, that's what started to happen this past year. For example, New York University, you know, knocked on the door because they Googled projection mapping NYC. And we do a lot of projection mapping on the hallucinated side for nightclubs and concerts. But they wanted that for a Juneteenth event. And that was pretty cool because it was like, okay, this big name brand, right, in schools and education wants something that you would typically use for nightlife. But then, yeah, they started merging together and we put together a really, really cool event for Juneteenth, and which dealt with floor to ceiling projection mapping and had that educational angle to it.
Awesome. And so how many team members do you have at the moment on your team?
Oh, let's see. I got it's Alex, yourself. We got Yasmin. We got Kevin. We got Suhani. We got Miguel. We're just bringing on another Miguel.
Yes.
So that's 5, 6, 7, I would say, more at the core. Brian, I'd say Brian is becoming more like core now, but we expand and contract as we need. So we do have other creatives, designers, animators that we try and bring in. But yeah, I'd say 7, 8 people on the team, not including myself. So including myself, then 8 or 9.
That's right. And something unique that you bring to your business is how many hours per week do you work?
I think it's 30.
30 hours.
30 hours per week. Yeah. It ends up being nine to like 4 minus like lunch-ish. But then you know what? Like if I have a gig in the evening or like on the weekends, well, that's what I've been saying now, that those gigs, those VJ gigs where we animate and projection map in the club, I feel like that those are more like rejuvenating gigs. They keep me creative. They keep me and my team creative because Alex comes along those lines. But standard like branding website, you know, like in front of the computer work, I'd say it's a good 30 hours a week.
And when I first came on into your business, you were looking after your little baby daughter for about a year.
Yeah. That's when you came on when she was just born. So yeah, my daughter's 2 years old and I took my 4-week vacation as a paternity leave. Right. And after that, I was the stay at home dad. We were still in the pandemic. She was born in 2021. I mean, I'm 2020. And so we were still in the pandemic. I gave up my office, had everything remote. But because of that, I was taking care of her during the day. And then sort of like in the afternoon, evening, night, that's when I would get in front of the computer and try and get some work done.
Yeah. But you could make your business flexible and work into your lifestyle.
100%. And because it was systematized in a way that my team was able to just run with it, right? And kind of just go as much as they could. And it worked. It worked. It wasn't 100%, of course, but the business survived and, you know, sales kept coming in and delivery was made. I didn't touch it as too much as I would normally would touch, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you mentioned earlier about like some jumps in income that you've come. What do you think has been the catalyst for those jumps in income?
My team members, absolutely. You know, bringing you on, understanding numbers.
Yeah.
I'm a creative first, businessman second, and I don't really like numbers, right? And that's why I hired a professional. Help me look and understand and analyze all these numbers. How should we be pricing our work? You know, take a look at these hours that we're putting in. Help me, right? And that's where, you know, you came in and shined. It was like, all right, let's rejig, re-engineer everything and then just kind of like price accordingly. And it's still a work in progress. Like I think it forever will be, but we've come so far from where I was just doing a lot of guesswork. And then now things are a little bit more systematized so that we can understand where every dollar is going and how it gets allocated. That's like a whole art in and of itself.
It is. You're right. When did you feel it was time to make the hiring me at the time? What was the tipping point for you?
The tipping point was when it was really trying to understand, you know, how much should this branding project actually be, right? And throughout most of my career, I was a solopreneur, right? So it's like, hey, give me $3,000 for this logo and I'm cool, right? Give me $5,000 for this website, I'm cool, right? But once you start to bring in other people and their time is important in the whole calculation of things, that's when it's just like, whoa, I don't know how to do these calculations. Please help. And then, so it was that understanding that it's not just my money that I'm messing with. It's our money, right? And you know, these people on the team need to get paid accordingly. And I want to have them get paid and have that payment keep growing with the business.
That's right. Because we're responsible for people's livelihoods, essentially.
Exactly. Exactly.
Important stuff. So what advice would you give an entrepreneur who wants to bring on that sort of a COO role into their business?
Do it as soon as possible, as soon as you can afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was nice when we brought you in, though, we had some sort of system, right? It wasn't completely in shambles, right? And we had ClickUp installed, right? We had some process maps in there and you know, something was going. When we brought you along for the COO, as a COO and CFO roles, you just like tightened everything up, right? Because you had different knowledge than I did as a CEO, right?
Yeah.
And then I think the combined efforts is what makes everything, elevates everything. It feels good on my end, right? Because I know that you're handling the numbers, right? Like the accounts, that's a whole nother thing that we didn't really talk about, right? I had 10 bank accounts following the Profit First system, right? Really just funneling, money over and kind of delegating that to you and the rest of the team. So when should you do it? Yeah, just as soon as possible. I mean, that the operations, I mean, there's so many parts to a business, but that's definitely core.
Yeah, brilliant. What advice would you give to someone in my role, the CEO, who wants to work side by side with a creative CEO? As a CEO, what advice would you give someone for a COO role?
Be patient. Creative can be very non-systematizing or systematical, systemic. And I think that's why people hire me and my team in the first place, because it's challenging to speak or converse with a creative, right? And because, you know, I instill it in my team to understand both the creatives and the clients, right? Had to have that conversation. That's what we facilitate. So I think it still goes hand in hand with a COO who wants to work with a creative who's a CEO, right?
Yeah.
That person or patience needs to be involved, conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Holding conversation back and forth. And yeah, I think that's what I would say.
That's great. So what has been the hardest part about running your own business?
I want to say everything. No, but it's while I love the systematizing it,
mm-hmm.
is that the hardest part? I wouldn't say it's the hardest. It takes a while though, right? Because you put systems in place and then to be able to have a teammate follow it, right? And then kind of adjust. Oh, you know what? I don't know. I don't think that's the hardest, but getting it to that point where it's like every part of the business is systematized. Maybe that's where I'm trying to get at, right? It's just like, there's so many parts of the business that need to get systematized that makes it feel hard. Or I'll throw this there too, because most of my career, I was a solopreneur, right? Giving up the tasks. Maybe that's the hard part, right? Like it's like, oh, I'm just used to doing it. I'll do it fast. But knowing in the long run that if I offload and delegate a certain task to someone else and they'll handle it and do it, that part right there.
That's right. And you have a very good team in that they are willing to ask you, like they're willing to say, hey, you don't need to have that on your plate. Let's get that off. I've seen Alex do that. I do that. I've seen others do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the educating of that, right? And I think they've all experienced, you know, like even with bringing on the new Miguel on, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm a bottleneck. You don't want to give tasks to me because they will not get done.
Yes.
Right. And that's not to say that I'm lazy or anything like that. It's just that I'm juggling a lot.
That's right.
Right. And I need to focus more on, for right now, perhaps, right, bringing in sales, right, and holding conversations with outside people to like have them to build that trust. Mm. Therefore, everybody else needs to handle all the other little tasks. And having them understand that, right, that it's, don't let me do it. I'm not going to do it or it's not going to happen. Right. And in order for the business and the, or in order to get the business to be well, right, all these other tasks need to get done. Yeah. Not by me, unfortunately.
Yes. So what would you say has been the highlight, the best part about growing and running your own business?
I mean, like the reward of us doing what we love, right? Like I that's the reason I praise that, preach that, you know, I love my day to day. I love Mondays, yeah. Right? I don't think a lot of people can say that. And I even love the work that we do at night and on the weekends. Mm. So that's super awesome. Even when I took my paternity leave, for example, right? The fact that I was able to see and achieve, oh, I could hand off my business to a team and they could run it. And then I can take time to, you know, be with my wife and baby, right? If once I'm able to do that, one, again, for myself, but more so for other team members, that's going to be incredibly rewarding, right? It's like, yes, go on your 4-week, 8-week, 3-month sabbatical, right? And still get paid for it. I would absolutely love to see that happen once, you know, and that's part of building the business, right? Being able to give those rewards to the team as well, right? Because I think the Monday through Friday, 9-to-5 culture in the United States of America is super outdated. Yeah. We need to be, you know, working Monday through Thursday, right? Like a handful of hours, 10-to-3. That'd be awesome, right?
Perfect.
And I'm trying to go to that.
Yeah, that absolutely. So what is next for you? What are your dreams and goals and visions for your business?
I love the direction that we're going with Team Lucent, right? We continuously niche down. Like, whereas before I was doing social media, non-branding and websites for all sorts of businesses. Now we took away social media. Now it's just like branding and websites. And then specifically for nonprofits, you know, we'll do the businesses occasionally, but that our nonprofits is what we want to do. So in the near future, want to build back my studio, right? Before I was renting an office within a bigger office. Mm-hmm. Now I want to have like a floor, have the creatives there with us, build that community of creatives in conjunction with the hallucinated arm of my business, where we are doing all the visuals for concerts, for parties, events, build that community alongside it. And then definitely be able to hand off a lot of that business to the team so that I can also focus on building the nonprofit support creativity, because at this point in my career, that needs some more attention too, right? Like, I think that's what's next, right? It's just establishing more, systematizing more operations, right? Yeah. Making, offloading it off of my plate and just trusting others to make it happen.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll get to come and visit you at some point. I don't know when or where or how, but yeah, we'll get there. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I love technology, because look, we're able to have this conversation often. I see you often, right? Not physically, but we're still in our spaces. So that's beautiful. All right. And yeah, we'll go visit you too.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So we'll definitely have to, I think, follow this one up in a year or so and see like the progress that we've been able to make.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think we've made a lot and we're only going to make more.
Yeah, absolutely. So please share with everyone, how can people follow you and your journey and the work that you do?
Super easy. You could go to stevelucent.com. All of my work is up there. And if we're really active on Instagram, so @stevelucent, StevelucIn.
And there are some fantastic videos that end up in there.
Thank you. Yeah, so the team has been doing a great job making them happen, right?
It's so it's awesome. All right. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Steve, for joining me today. If you are a CEO and you would love to help someone on your own team up-level their own COO skills, their leadership and strategic management, please get in touch with me either by email or social media for a prospectus on my 9-week digital COO accelerator. In the meantime, thanks for listening and have a productive day.